Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. This evening at 6 o'clock, I'll be on Channel 23 for those who live in the tri-state area. If you have some Time Warner, now called Spectrum, I'll be preaching on Marty and Friends. Last week, God had me focus on Isaiah 57 and talk about wickedness. And I would like to share that message that God had put in my heart, and I'm going to be sharing it tonight on Channel 23. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Bible. I would like to read the whole chapter of Isaiah 57. And it's important to understand why I'm reading this chapter. Excuse me. Starting at verse 1. It said, "The righteous perish. The righteous perishes, and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away. While no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil, and he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness." His uprightness. "But come here, you sons of sorceries. You offspring of the adulterers and harlot, and you see harlot, the word harlot, in the book of Revelation, and you see it again in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23. But John uses it more in Revelation. What is a harlot? A harlot is a woman, a whore, who sits on the beast. That's what a harlot is. And you see that in the book of Revelation. Verse 4 says, "Whom do you ridicule? Against whom do you make a wide mouth and stick out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression, offspring of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with gods under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys, under the cleft of the rocks, among the smooth stones of the stream? The is your portion. They are not are your lot. Even to them you have poured a drink offering. You have offered a grain offering. Should I receive comfort in these? On a lofty and high mountains, you have set your bed. Even there, you went up to offer sacrifice also behind the doors and their post. You have set up your remembrance, for you have uncovered yourself to those other than me, and have gone up to them. You have enlarged your bed and made a covenant with them. You have loved their bed. When you saw their nudity. There are people out there. Politicians. If you look at the politicians. Bill Clinton. He's one of them. What did God tell me last Wednesday? Because I was in my office praying. Why was I praying? It's because I was asking God to start a support group for kids with special needs who don't have an opportunity to be in a suitable program to help them find a job that they want to be in. These school systems are horrible. Nudity. There are men out there that look at pornography. They look at what shouldn't be, what they shouldn't be looking at. Look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton slept with a young woman that was in her teens. And he was in his 40s. Can you imagine the wickedness that a man has to look at a naked woman in his bed? Having sex out of marriage? It's outrageous. There are young girls out there that are being sold into sex slavery by their own father or mother, whoever. They are forced to be prostitutes. And these prostitutes are being kidnapped, raped. Some of them are working in strip clubs. Half of them go on the streets to find a man to have sex with and bring them into a hotel that is nearby or to her house. How evil it is to see a prostitute go out and have sex with a older man that is probably around my age. The evilness of Satan to force these young girls to have sex with an older man. That's why God had me read Isaiah 57. 47 and 57. He had me read. And I'll give this message this morning. I'm going to give it again tonight at 6 o'clock on Channel 23 on Spectrum. If you live here in Port Jervis or anywhere, you can watch us live on YouTube. Or if you have Frontier, you can watch us live on Frontier. On their website. It is evil. A father here in Port Jervis sold his daughter into sex slavery. And he was in prison for it. What kind of man sells his daughter into sex slavery? Making money off a child. That's the most evil, wicked thing that I ever imagined. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a man selling his daughter into sex slavery? Makes me sick to think about it. What these children are going through right now. Next week, camp starts. Next Sunday, on the 8th. July 8th, next Sunday. We have an orphan camp right next door. The ministry takes care of orphans all over New York. All over the state of New York, from the city. 5 billion kids out there that are searching for love. And it's heartbreaking to see the suffering of these kids. Can you imagine how heartbreaking it is? 5 billion. 15 billion. 50 billion kids. Orphans. And half of them came from Mexico. Don't have parents. The evilness of the state of New York. Governor Cuomo is the most evil man out there. And what he's doing to these kids. That's why God is having me preach this word, preach this sermon this morning, is because of what is going on here and what the state of New York is doing to these kids. We have 3 or 4 groups that come to the camp every year. 3 or 4 groups, orphans. That's what I love about this ministry, is because we put the kids first. That's how they meet their foster parents, is through this camp. We have a young lady who works at the camp that's on staff. She's a foster mother. And I admire her for all of the things she does for those kids. And it's amazing what she does. We have to focus on the kids. We have to put the kids first. Verse 9 says, "You went to the king with anointment, and I increase your perfumes. You sent your messengers far off, and even descended to Sheol. You are wearied in the length of your way. Yet you did not say there is no hope. You have found the life of your hand. Therefore you were not grieved. And of whom have you been afraid or feared that you have lied and not remembered me, nor take it to your heart? Is it not because I have held my peace from of old that you do not fear me? I will declare your righteousness and your works, for they will not profit you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you, but the wind will carry them all the way. A breath will take them, but he who puts his trust in me shall possess the land. I shall inherit my holy mountain. And one shall say, heap it up, heap it up, prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabit entity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of those who contrite ones. God is telling Isaiah to write this prophecy. And you've seen these prophecies come to pass. I read a prophecy by Mark Taylor called America's Evil Crew of 32. Three would be shaken, two would be taken. I had a dream 6 months ago. And it was around New Year's time. It was on New Year's Eve. I had a dream that I was in between both places of this facility that I'm in right now, preaching it and broadcasting this podcast, the Trey Street Family Creative Center and the Supreme Court. In front of me, there was two men, Governor Cuomo and Mary de Blasio, standing before the judge. On my way, there was my sheriff's coordinator, and talking to Dave Hanson about how evil and wicked and how unfair the state of New York is treating the people with disabilities. And out to my left, there was Paul Butler, who's our assistant pastor, and on the jury, and the judge asked him what is the result of the jury for these two men. And Paul Butler said, guilty. And he said, there is a death penalty on their heads. That's why God had me read Isaiah 57, because to remind us, remind you, for those who live in New York, who have a son or daughter with a learning disability, and how evil the government is treating them. Governor Cuomo and Mary de Blasio are the most wicked men and untrustworthy. They are doing Satan's work. We cut off the enemy's timeline right there. Boom. We cut it off. We cut off the head of the snake. Now the snake is kicking and screaming. What is that snake? Hillary Clinton is the snake. She's... Obama was the starter, and Hillary Clinton was the finisher. Until Donald Trump went in to office, he cut off the enemy's timeline. And it's amazing how God is using that man to look out for kids, children with special needs. If Hillary Clinton got in, I would have been dead right now. I would be speaking my mind out against the state of New York and government. Because they would beat the living hell out of me for speaking the truth about the state of New York. of putting God into office. I'm so glad that Donald Trump got into office. Why? Because he has a relative who has special needs, including his son. His son has special needs. His nephew has special needs. His niece has special needs. And he fetched them first. Look at Sarah Palin. I probably said about her too. She has a special needs son. We have to put the special needs kids first. If your child is in the program, in the day program, a state program, and they're miserable, and treating them like kindergartners, take them out of there. Get your church involved. Start your own support group. And start getting them out of these government programs. Shut them down. And start listening to what God is telling you. What your heart is telling you. What your young adult is telling you. Besides sitting on your couch on the rear end. Sitting on your hands. And watching your child suffer from these day programs as they're doing arts and crafts and coloring books, watching Disney movies that are brainwashing them. Disney is making billions off these special needs kids by watching their movies. And guess what these staff is doing? Watching them Disney movies, saying that there's no God. There's your guy right there. Iron Man, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Those are your gods right there. Mickey Mouse is your God. That's the most evil thing to do. What do you think I left? Acts is poor for living. Because they're telling them that there's no God. To prove my point. That there is a God. And that these Disney movies are no good. They're keeping them from interacting with other individuals by shutting them down in front of a TV screen to watch Disney movies. I've seen them watch Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid. How evil. How evil. It's mind-boggling what these government programs are doing. What these people with learning disabilities. They should be out and about. Not watching Disney movies. Not coloring in coloring books. Not making puppets. They should be out in the community. Preaching the gospel of God. Preaching the cross. That's why I'm starting an organization called Hope for the Disabled. Basically, I want them to know there is hope in God. And that Jesus loves them. Get them out into the community. Make disciples out of them. Make them evangelists. That's my mission for Hope for the Disabled. Is to shut them out. Shut them out. Preach the gospel. Share the love of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. A man who knew no sin. How wicked the state of New York is. These government programs should be gone. Get your church involved. And go to your pastor. Talk to your pastor. And you gotta do something. If you are a part of a self-directing program, speak up. If you're part of Open Doors, speak up. Speak up. That's all I'm asking. I went to the self-direction conference 2 years ago, and these individuals, these kids, are speaking up. They're saying, my workshop is closing. I'm jobless. They're making us watch Disney movies. And I don't want to watch Disney movies. I want to go out there into the community. I want to share Jesus. I want to share love of Jesus. That's what they're saying. They're crying out to God. And God is finally listening to the cries. And he's using me for this. He's using me to start this organization. Independent support services. They do not like what these programs are doing. Even Joanne would agree with me. Disney is brainwashing these kids. She said it herself. She said it herself. She doesn't let her kids watch Disney movies. But biblical movies. She sits down with her daughters. Two little girls. Reading the Bible. That's what she does. And that's what I like about Joanne. She reads the Bible. She has Bible studies with her kids. With her family. Every individual that she works with, she has Bible studies with them. Including me. She has Bible studies with me. Satan is putting you into these programs so that he can shut you up and not give you the freedom to speak your mind. Parents, get your church involved. I said it 5 years ago. Get your church involved. Talk to your pastor. Do something besides watching your kid be miserable. Talk to your pastor. Come up with a game plan. Come up with a game plan to get your kid out of that they have and start your own organization that would be suitable for them, for your children. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for those who are listening. Those who are crying out to you, Father. You're listening to the cries of these special needs kids that think they don't have any hope. I just ask that you open up the eyes of these staff members of Access Support for Living or any agency that forces these kids to watch Disney movies. I just ask that you bring them back to you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the love you are sharing. I thank you and I praise you forever and ever. And share in your name, I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're looking for hope. You're looking for, how can I help my child who has a learning disability? How can I help him, or how can I help my son? How can I help my daughter find that dream, that hope to chase a dream of becoming the person that they want to become? Well, putting trust in Jesus by praying this prayer out to me right now. By saying, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I'm trying to be a right parent. I'm trying to do what's best for my children with learning disabilities. Help me get on the path of starting my own organization. Help me find a way to overcome these obstacles. Help me climb mountains that I can't see. Help me fulfill my destiny. Fulfill my dreams of becoming a parent I want to become in your name. Amen. You pray that prayer, you're born again Christian. You're going to see a difference in your life. God bless you. And thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you later. And remember, keep strength. Keep faith. Love God.